All right, so an update on how we're doing in going streaking that we gave out earlier in the show. Brando was on Kevin McGonigal against the White Sox. And let's see if McGonigal has a base hit. The Tigers have two runs on one hit. It was Dingler who got the hit. McGonigal's 0 for 2, so still searching for a hit there. Monty took Vladdy and the Blue Jays, and Vladdy is 0 for 2. And our guy Tim Barbalace took Kobe Mayo, who is also 0 for 2. So, guys, we need somebody to get out of this slump and get a base hit. Preferably not Vladdy because he's playing against the Orioles. Sorry, Monty. Maybe if they're down like 12-0, he can get a single or something like that. But certainly rooting for those four guys. Braves up 6-3 on the Reds. Twins up 5-4 on the Pirates. Padres and Nats tied at 4. Angels 2-1 on the Rays. Guardians 4-3 over the Red Sox. The Mets are 5-2 over the Marlins. Cubs 4-3 over the Cardinals. And the Tigers, I mentioned, up 2-0 on the White Sox. Scoreless between Rangers, Royals, and Astros. Brewers, Giants, Rockies, Yankees, A's, D-backs, Mariners. And then a fun series out in L.A. between the Phillies and the Dodgers will get underway 10:15 p.m. Eastern time. That's what's going on in Major League Baseball. You also have the Carolina Hurricanes trying to punch their ticket to the Stanley Cup final to take on Vegas. That is also a scoreless game, 6 minutes into the first period against Montreal. We got a game 7 coming up tomorrow night, though, in Oklahoma City between the Spurs and the Thunder. If you want to talk about it, we'd love to hear from you. 310-840-4910. 310-840-4910. PJ Glasser, Tim Barbalace filling in for Pat Boyle and Brad Evans. And Tim, I think all year, this is what we wanted. When we could tell these were going to be the two best teams in the Western Conference, the star power with Wemby and SGA, how young they are, how similar they are, so good defensively. And it's just one game. Winner take all, off to the NBA Finals. OKC, a 3.5-point favorite, and the total is 212.5. So who do you like tomorrow night, game 7, to win the Western Conference and take on the Knicks? You rolling with OKC or San Antonio?
I'm going to go with OKC. And we touched on this earlier in the show where I think this is where the experience is going to shine. And it's also great that the Thunder are at home, even though home teams haven't exactly fared all too well since 2017, below 500 at 14-15 in game 7 at home. But I expect to see the best version of SGA in this game, and it has not been a good series for him. He's shooting under 38% from the floor. I also think, like, Jalen Williams, he ended up making the return last night, didn't play all that much, I think 11 minutes with that hamstring. Like, he's a huge X factor in this game. Chet Holmgren, I mean, Chet has to show up more than he has in this series. But I think the back-to-back MVP, like, this is, I mean, I hate to throw around, like, legacy, but this is a big spot for him, and he acknowledged as much. And I don't think it's coincidence, like, whoever's scored the most points between the two of SGA and Wemby, their team is 3-0 in this series. And I expect to see SGA at his best tomorrow night and OKC to go back-to-back to the finals. And whoever comes out of the West, man, like, I think we've all been talking heading into the postseason that, oh, this Western Conference Finals, this is the real NBA Finals. Think so, man. Like, I really, whoever comes out, whether it's the Spurs, whether it's the Thunder, I think it's going to be a heck of a series between them and the Knicks.
I'm with you. I think it's going to be good basketball. I think if you're a Knicks fan, you're definitely rooting for San Antonio because of the inexperience. And I think they match up a little bit better. As we were listening to Charles Oakley's interview earlier in the show from yesterday with Pat, he said what I think all players feel, you know, and how most fans probably should feel is you don't really want to root for anybody because a lot of times the team he ends up rooting for and ends up beating you, and you get a dangerous game when you start to play that. But I think with San Antonio, we keep using this word inexperience, but it's so true, Tim, because really the only team that I can ever think of to just in their first go at it win a Super Bowl is Tom Brady and the Patriots back in 2001. Like, that's really the only team I can think of where just the first go, like, they didn't have to learn how to lose. They didn't go through any growing pains. Like, every other team that I can think of in any other sport. And if I'm missing a team and somebody out there is thinking of one, please again, call us 310-840-4910. But even this OKC team, they won it last year, the year before. They lost to Luka and Dallas. Mahomes and the Chiefs won it early in Mahomes' career when he was starting. They lost to Brady and the Patriots the year before. Indiana and Cignetti, he's there 2 years. They win the national title, where year one, they had to lose to Notre Dame in the playoffs. So you usually have to have at least 1 year where you lose. And as talented as they are and as good as they are, I just look at this matchup and I look at an Oklahoma City team that's won an NBA Finals, that played in two Game 7s last year. They're at home. And even though all the pressure is on the Thunder in this game to take care of business, I think they're going to find a way to get it done. If this game, Tim, is played next year or it's played 2 years from now, I might be different. I might like the Spurs in that game. But history just tells us that these teams like San Antonio, as talented as they are, we all know playoffs is a different beast, and we throw out the word experience a lot because it's true. And these teams that are so experienced really can lean on that when they're playing a younger team. And I think Oklahoma City will lean on that tomorrow night. So I like the Thunder as well. I like a minus the 3.5. The total's another interesting one, Tim, because, you know, with betting becoming way more popular, people see Game 7 in any sport, NHL, MLB, NBA, and they love betting the unders, right? It's going to be slugfest. It's going to be gross. There's going to be a lot of defense. Well, in these NBA playoffs, there's been such an overcorrection for these totals that the over has actually been the play. And we've seen some offensive fireworks for a lot of these series. I think probably the best play from a total standpoint would be like an Oklahoma City team total over or a San Antonio team total under. Maybe the team that you like to win, you bet their team total over, and the team you like to lose, you bet their team total under, rather than maybe betting the total over or under. But I always think that's a fascinating talking point too, of a Game 7 where you have two great defensive teams like this. You think it's going to be like a first to 100 game, or you think we're going to see some points? Maybe it's like a first to 115 kind of game. Where are you on that?
Well, I think Game 6 was so odd in terms of it was a 3-point barrage from the Spurs, where they hit more threes in the first half than they did all of Game 5. And you also saw like the reemergence of a Dylan Harper, who I think is a serious X factor in Game 7, because you go back to Game 1 and everyone's talking about Wemby, and rightfully so. It was a fantastic game, but Harper played a huge, huge role in the Spurs winning that Game 1. You had the weird 20-0 run in the third quarter, and at that point, you saw the Thunder kind of wave the white flag a bit and brought a lot of their starters out and sat a lot of the fourth quarter. This has been a weird series in the fact that it has been a lot of blowouts since Game 1, where it went double overtime. You'd expect this to be more of a competitive game. I was bringing up earlier on our show on 105.7 The Fan with Kem that you think back to the Cavs-Warriors series, and everyone thinks, oh my gosh, what a fantastic series. The Cavs came back from the 3-1. It was all blowouts until Game 7, but you just remember that final game. And I think just anyone who's a basketball fan, that's what you're really rooting for in Game 7. But, you know, another thing that kind of goes to what you're saying, PJ, in terms of the Thunder total over, the Thunder bench in terms of the series has been, you know, far superior over the Spurs, and you'll take the Thunder's bench over anybody. But they didn't really do all that much in Game 6. And, you know, role players, they typically play better at home. So you would expect that the Thunder role players will play better in a Game 7 in OKC. But when you traditionally look at Game 7s, when you're looking at the overall total in the game, you view it more of a slugfest. But you're right. The number isn't that big, where if I had to choose one side, I think I would lean over in the game total.
I kind of think I would agree with you. I mean, you look at the scores of this series, Tim, 122-115. That game went to double overtime. 122-113, 123-108, 103-82, 127-114, and 118-91. So the winning team in this series pretty much has scored 118 points in five of the six games, which is why I would tend to agree with you with the over. But I just think the better play is probably, from a betting standpoint, whoever you like to win, just take their team total over in tomorrow night's game. My next question for you, Tim, as PJ Glasser, Tim Barbalace here on BetMGM tonight. Both these teams are so good. They're so young. They're so well run. Do you think the Spurs or the Thunder are in a better spot for the next 5 years? Who do you think wins more titles? So discounting this year, let's start with next year. For the next 5 years, would you rather take OKC or San Antonio to win more titles over the next 5 years, you think?
That's a good question. I might lean Spurs, PJ. I really think I would. And part of it is just from what we've seen this year with them going up against the Thunder. And even if they lose tomorrow night, talking about the Spurs, you took this Thunder team to the brink. And I think a lot of people thought, especially heading into the season, oh, OKC, they're definitely just going to go back to back and run away with it. Well, the Spurs won the regular season series 4-1 and won a lot of those games kind of going away. And in this postseason, you blew them out twice. Now, I think what really goes in the Thunder's favor is Presti, man, like, God, is he a good GM? And he just perfectly executed rebuilding this team. And the fact that they have, you know, those type of assets in terms of the first round picks, like, yes, that is a significant factor. But Wemby is a dude, man. Like, he's 22 years old, and the postseason that he is having in his first go of it, like, the arrow is just pointing straight up for him. And I think a lot of, you know, a reason why I really lean on the Spurs is because of him. And I understand he hasn't won an MVP yet, and Shea has won back to back. But I don't know, man. I have a feeling we're going to see both of these teams duke it out in the postseason a lot. And I think the fact that the Spurs being ahead of schedule at this point and taking OKC to the brink already, I think that bodes well for them long term.
I mean, look, both teams are going to be really good for the foreseeable future. Oklahoma City, Sam Presti might be one of the best general managers in sports. The guy gave every professional team the blueprint for how to rebuild. They both have MVP candidates and two of the top three players in the league in SGA and Wemby. I think I'd agree with you, though, Tim, because if this is what year one of kind of San Antonio looks like, it just feels like their ceiling is higher. OKC, I don't know how much better they can be than what this is. And this is like, I mean, they're like all time from a rating standpoint. Like, they're really good. They're so consistent. They're great defensively. But there are certain guys that like fit their culture, right? If you don't play defense, you're not playing for Oklahoma City. And we've all played these hypotheticals of like, are they ever going to package all these picks together, take a big swing and go get a star? It's just not how they operate. They're going to build through the draft. They're going to go out and get guys in free agency that fit their style. So OKC is just going to be this consistently good for a long time. Whereas San Antonio, I mean, with Wemby, if he stays healthy, Castle, Harper, these guys are all 22, 21, 20 years old. And like, they strike me as a team that maybe could take a big potential swing at some point. So I think the ceiling's a little bit higher with the Spurs. I think the upside is a little bit higher. So I would lean towards them, but certainly feels like we might have our next rivalry in sports with these two teams going at it in the Western Conference Final for a long time. And Tim, if you're a team in the Western Conference, you got to feel like, I mean, what are we going to do to get by these teams? And it's such a fascinating offseason with guys like LeBron, who could be on the move, Giannis, certainly, Durant. and all these guys, future Hall of Famers, that at this point in their career, all they want to do is win titles, even though some of them are going to have to get traded. I mean, you got to wonder if they're all telling their front offices, "You're going to trade me? I want to go to the East. I don't want to have to go to the West and try and deal with these two." Like, the Knicks are a problem, but outside of that, like, maybe Boston can figure it out, but certainly much easier over there, because these two teams are going to be really, really good, obviously, for a long, long time.
Oh, without question, PJ. They're just going to dominate the West for years and years to come, where it's sort of kind of back to what it always was, right? Like, the East has always been the inferior conference. If you can go back a decade at this point, you know, when the Heat were doing it, and their biggest competition was, what, the Pacers? Like, you know, like, that's kind of back to what it is right now, where it is going to be interesting to see how this free agency plays out and how much of the talent and the stars kind of head the other direction, because who could blame them at this point? If you're trying to get one more run at it for one of those older stars, like you were mentioning, you're going to like your chances in the East a heck of a lot more than you do in the West.
No doubt about it. We're going to take a quick time out here. BetMGM Tonight, PJ Glasser, Tim Barbalace, Westwood One Sports. We will come back, update you on scores around sports. And also, we got the list upcoming in 20 minutes. Our guy Monty always does a great job with that. Make sure you stay tuned. Give us a call, 310-840-4910, 310-840-4910. Baseball, NBA, NFL, anything you want to dive into. Send us a text, give us a ring. Be right back.